Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm Steve Carney. The top team in college basketball falls on the road as number one Connecticut is defeated by 15th ranked Creighton 85-66, the Blue Jays' first ever win over a top ranked opponent. Stephen Ashworth led Creighton with 20 points, including 16 in the first half, as they led by as many as 23 points. Connecticut has now lost 21 consecutive road games to ranked opponents dating back to 2014. Two other top 25 teams also suffer road defeats. Number 11 Baylor drops a 78-71 decision to number 25 BYU, while unranked Utah State beats number 19 San Diego State 68-63. Meanwhile, 5th-ranked Tennessee needed a big second half from their star guard to rally for a road win. Correspondent Mike Reeves reports.
Dalton Connect scored 15 of his 17 points in the second half to help 5th-ranked Tennessee rally past Missouri 72-67 at Mizzou Arena. The Tigers, who are winless in SEC play, led 42-35 with just over 15 minutes left in the game. Tennessee head coach Rick Barnes.
Second half, and they didn't do anything that we didn't talk about. They didn't. Our defense really kept us in the game in the first half, and in the second half, you know, Dalton obviously got going.
The Volunteers were led in scoring by Tobe Awaka, who scored 18 points and also grabbed 10 rebounds.
Number 23 Texas Tech escapes with an 82-81 win at home over TCU, while St. Mary's improves to 13-0 in the West Coast Conference with a 70-66 win over San Francisco. The format for the inaugural 12-team college football playoff has been set. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has details.
The field for the 12-team college football playoff will feature 5 conference champions and 7 at-large selections after the university presidents who oversee the CFP voted unanimously to tweak the format. The move approved Tuesday to decrease the number of spots reserved for conference champions from 6 to 5 was prompted by realignment and has been anticipated for several months. The original plan for the 12-team format was to have the 6 highest-ranked conference champions, with the top 4 receiving first-round buys and 6 at-large selections.
The Nets will start the second half of the regular season with a new head coach. The Rangers stay hot on the ice, and Alex Ovechkin continues to light the lamp. That and more is coming up after this. The Brooklyn Nets have made the decision of who will lead the team on the court following the firing of Jacques Vaughn. Assistant coach Kevin Ollie has been named the team's interim head coach. Ollie joined Vaughn's staff at the beginning of the season. He played 13 years in the NBA and coached his alma mater, the University of Connecticut, to an NCAA title in 2014. Former Houston Rockets star Robert Reed, who helped lead the team to its first 2 NBA Finals appearances, died Monday after a battle with cancer, the team announced Tuesday afternoon. He was 68. Reed played for 10 seasons with the Rockets and is still in the top 10 in franchise history in games played, points, rebounds, assists, block shots, and steals. In the NHL, the Rangers' win streak continues with a victory over the Stars. Correspondent Mike Mancuso reports.
8 straight wins for the Rangers as they knock off Dallas 3-1. Adam Fox opened the scoring to help the Rangers to their longest winning streak since 2015.
You win 8 straight and teams are still right there with you, so you can't take your foot off the gas, and I think we recognize that, and kind of winning in different ways too is good to see for us.
Despite 3 straight losses, the Stars remain on top of the Central Division. They fired 42 shots on the game's number 1 star, Igor Shesterkin, who earned his 23rd win.
Meanwhile, the Capitals get another big night on the ice from Alex Ovechkin. AP correspondent Dave Ferry has details.
The Capitals have their first winning streak in a month after Alex Ovechkin and Connor McMichael each scored twice in a 6-2 thrashing of the Devils. Ovechkin provided 2 goals and an assist while the Caps were scoring 4 times in the third period.
The most important thing, we didn't stop playing in the third like we always sometimes do, hold the lead. We play our game, play smart, and big points.
Ovechkin has 8 goals in his last 8 games after netting just 8 in his first 43 contests. McMichael's second goal of the night put Washington ahead to stay. Dylan Strome added a goal and 2 assists, and Charlie Lindgren stopped 37 shots in the win. Eric Holla and Alexander Holtz had New Jersey's goals.
Elsewhere, the Jets double up the Wild 6-3. The Avalanche rally past the Canucks 3-1. The Predators knock off the Golden Knights 5-3. The Kings beat up the Blue Jackets 5-1. Anton Lindell's overtime goal gives the Panthers a 3-2 win over the Senators. And Adam Pellick's first goal of the season leads the Islanders to a 5-4 win over the Penguins. Steve Carney, AP Sports.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.